This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with Kenise Mobley and Rohan Padier, who host the podcast Love About Town. Are you ready for another one?
Yes.
Okay.
We are.
Last time you were here, you totally blew us away by knowing things like the exact year sliced bread was invented. Just to be clear,
well,
we weren't even asking that, I don't believe.
Yeah, it was just extra information thrown in.
So we looked on our puzzle shelf. We are going to give you the hardest game that has been sitting around for us to play. This is called Culture Math. Okay, you're going to work together on this one because a lot to think about. We're going to give you an equation. You're going to tell us the result.
Okay.
For example, if we said the number of feet in a mile times the number of miles Vanessa Carlton would walk so she can just see you tonight, you would answer 5,280,000, which is the product of 5,280 feet in a mile times 1,000 miles Vanessa Carlton would walk.
Okay, great. Okay.
My mother is a mathematician, or she majored in math, and she's like always tried to train me in math. So I'm just looking forward to disappointing her entirely. Let's see this.
My mom has a PhD in biology. My dad has a master's in engineering. My brother has a master's in engineering. They are all incredibly good at math, and I am about to disappoint them tremendously as well.
All right. Here is your first one. How many numbers you pick when buying a standard Mega Millions lottery ticket? Plus, the value of the winning lottery ticket in the Heights.
Oh, Kenise, we watched In the Heights.
We did watch. We went to the theater to watch In the Heights. Okay, so I have purchased Mega Millions, but I always do the quick select that selects it for you. Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, and then a fifth special one? Or is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then a sixth special one? Rohan, what are your thoughts?
Okay, so I think it's six.
Six?
Because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus the sixth special one. And then the lottery ticket, I believe, was $90,000.
I think it's $96,000.
$96,000. Okay.
Because it has to rhyme. It has to like hit the $96,000. Like it's.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You have to imagine Lin-Manuel Miranda saying it. And I don't think Lin-Manuel Miranda would just say $90,000. He'd add an extra syllable in there.
No, you're right. You're totally right. Okay.
So we've got
love
six.
This.
$96,006.
Yes.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow.
My uncle scratched a lottery ticket and won $40,000.
Whoa.
On a scratch-off?
Yes.
That's so uncommon.
I will also tell you this. He bought about 40 lottery tickets a day for 10 years.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
I'm serious.
There you go.
He simply broke even at best.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Every time I'm having like a super lucky day where I just feel like everything is working out, that is when I go and I buy a lottery ticket. And I have won like $2 at the most, but I just keep them as like a memento of like, wow, you were feeling really great today. And so I just have like somewhere in this desk is a stack of lottery tickets.
Oh my God, that is the awesome. Cutest, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. That's so nice.
All right, here's another one. The number of queens on a chessboard times the number of queens played by Olivia Colman on screen.
Okay, this is fantastic. So we've got her as Elizabeth, right? So that's one. We
and
have her in The Favorite as
right,
queen.
Right, The Favorite.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's two. I feel like simply every British actress is like required by law to play several queens. Has she played a queen in anything else?
Those are the only two that I knew.
Okay.
And then there's the one queen on the chessboard.
What do you mean there's one queen?
Oh, two queens. Oh,
I was like, what
geez.
Are you talking about? There's two.
There's two, of course.
Crikey. Okay, do we want to just add another one just in case, given the breadth of all British actresses?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so we've got 3 times 2, 6.
That is correct, yeah.
What's the third one?
Yeah, what's the third one?
Yeah, so Queen Elizabeth in Hyde Park on Hudson, Queen Anne in The Favorite, and Queen Elizabeth the Second in
The
Crown.
She's really doing it.
Wow.
Okay, how many denominations of bill are there currently issued by the U.S. Federal Reserve, plus the number of billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri?
So there's three outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Three billboards, okay.
All right, and then so there's the $1 bill.
Okay.
There's the $5 bill.
Yeah.
$10 bill. There's a $20 bill. There's a $50 bill. there's a $100 bill.
Do they make a $1,000 bill?
I'm going to say that they do.
I keep every $2 bill that I find because they no longer put them in circulation. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So no, that's
so,
not one of them.
So seven.
Okay, so we have 7 + 3 would be 10.
10.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yes. It's 10.
Yes, it's 10.
Yes.
And wow. You know, you did it. You got it right. But let me just tell you that currently in circulation, $1 bill, $2 bills.
What? So
$2 bills are in circulation.
Currently issued by the U.S. Federal Reserve, $2 bills.
Then I'm not keeping them anymore. They're useless to me.
Yeah.
Well, they're worth $2 each.
Yeah. They're worthless. They're actually worth $2. Yeah.
Right. And then 5, 10, 20, 50, and 100.
Oh, and I guess so that's a 1,000 one.
Yeah, currently nothing bigger than 100.
Dang,
yeah.
Okay. Oh. I'm just imagining like mob movies or when they're like showing large amounts of cash.
I know.
All those amounts are much smaller in my head now. I'm like, wow, so those are hundreds at
best? Yeah, that's not a lot of money.
Huh, that's nothing. No.
That's not a lot of money for that crime.
Yeah.
I
know.
Yeah.
Now they just Venmo and like emojis to, you know, a kitchen knife and a sad face. And they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a horse's head and a bed and then a Venmo.
All right, this one might be hard.
Okay.
The total number of rings of power mentioned in the opening poem of Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Divided by the number of rings in the Olympic logo.
I think there's 5 rings in the Olympic
logo.
There's
5 rings.
Three on top and 2 on bottom.
Yeah, you're right.
Of a different color. So we have 5. Mm-hmm. So we're dividing the rings of power. So there's one for man, one for elves, one for dwarves. There's, of course, the secret ring that Sauron made that rules over all of them. But I feel like there's another group in there.
Ring pop. Have you thought about that?
How dare you? Okay.
These are rings of power, Rohan. Take it seriously.
Come on.
It's like a very dramatic, he's like doing this very, it's, now I watch it, I'm like, this is over the top. But in high school, I was like, this is cinema at its finest. So I think there might be 5 rings. I don't think they're going to give us the challenging math of having to divide 4 by 5, which would be 4/5,
totally.
I guess. So let's go with 1, because it's 5 one. And 5. Wait, shoot.
You were right about the Olympic ring.
Uh-huh. No!
But there are actually, there's no way you would know this if you didn't remember the poem in your head. There are actually 20.
No. That's too many rings!
I agree.
So here's the poem. 3 rings for the elven lords under the sky, 7 for the dwarf lords in their halls of stone, 9 for mortal men doomed to die, 1 for the dark lord on his dark throne. So that's a total of 20.
So 20. So
9
4.
Rings for mankind? That's,
I know.
Yeah.
That's
too
many.
They didn't all come into play
you
in the movie.
You wouldn't even be able to remember everyone's name. That's ridiculous.
All right, let's try this next one.
Okay.
Okay, the number of planets in our solar system, not counting Pluto.
Yes.
Okay.
Minus the number of planeteers in the cartoon Captain Planet.
Okay.
I'm fairly certain that there are 5 in Captain Planet because 4 of them made sense and 1 of them was land.
Yes, it's Earth, Wind, Water, Fire, Heart. What the freak is Heart? What is Heart?
Boo. Okay, yeah. So we have 8 planets minus 5 equals 3.
Oh, that was too easy. That was too easy. Well done.
I remember a kid being like, Earth, Wind, Water, Fire. And then the guy was like, Heart. I was like, Heart.
Heart.
Come on, man.
Didn't he have like a pet monkey or something?
I was going to say, the monkey doesn't count.
I feel like they always do that. There's the 4 obvious ones, and then there's the one like comic relief guy who's got a pet monkey.
Yes.
Right.
All right, this is the last one. You guys have done really very well.
I mean, ridiculous. Oh. Thank
just
you.
Like masterclass.
In advance, I give you an applause. A digital applause and a real one in my room here.
The number of seasons of Survivor divided by the number of seasons in a year.
So there are 4 seasons.
There are 4 seasons. Okay, so they're like we're in like the 30s of seasons of Survivor?
No, it's 40s.
In 40s?
Yeah, for sure. It's like above that.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to say that there are 44 seasons of Survivor.
Oh, the blink that she made. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. No. Crikey, okay.
No, maybe there are in the 30s then. Can you?
All right, do we want to split the difference and say like maybe there's 40 seasons?
Yeah, let's say there are 40 seasons.
And then divided by 4, we equal 10.
Yeah,
but I feel so bad if it was the other one.
No. Let's do that. I like that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I clearly am just, I'm just guessing.
I am just astounded. Once again, you have found your way to the correct answer.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Well done. Just like amazing. I'm thankful. I am in awe. And you made it super fun. So great job.
Oh, thank you, Afira. Thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah, you guys are great. Kadice Mobley and Rohan Padier host the podcast Love About Town. Thank you so much for joining us.
This is such a fun game. Big fan.
This is so much fun. I love this.